Here's your host of Inside Twins, Corey Provis.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Inside Twins, our first program of the season. And Inside Twins is brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Welcome to Kauffman Stadium here in Kansas City, Missouri. The lights are on. It is overcast, some heavy rains this morning, but the tarp has been rolled up down the right field line. The ground crew is prepping the field, and this game looks to begin right on time. Final game of this three-game series between these two clubs, and the pitching matchup will have Ricky Nolasco making his first start for the Twins. Edinson Volquez will make his second start as Volquez worked the opener Sunday night in a win here against the New York Mets. I'm Corey Provis, and we will get to your questions today over the next half hour. You can reach us via Twitter today, hashtag InsideTwins, or via email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com. First show of the year, so no better to be joined right now by the GM of the Minnesota Twins as we say good afternoon to Terry Ryan. How are you, sir?
All right, Corey. Let's get on with this thing. I haven't done this in a long time.
I know. We've got to get the rust off here, but I guess we have to start with the record, Terry. 0-5 to start the year. What has been the most alarming trend or trends through five games?
I guess the offense and the amount of strikeouts that we're piling up right now. It's just we've got to stay within the zone. We're swinging through pitches that we should hit, and consequently, we've had trouble scoring runs. I think our starting pitching's been respectable. We've had a couple opportunities to win baseball games, and we let them get away in Baltimore. But for the most part, with the exception of yesterday's game, we've played pretty good defense, too. But it just we haven't put a win on the board, and that's disturbing. We stressed getting off to a decent start all spring. We thought we were in good shape to start out the year in Baltimore, and unfortunately we didn't play well there, and we haven't played well here.
From an offensive standpoint, the strikeouts, as you mentioned, are rather alarming, and you're seeing a lot of punch-outs from young players. Are the youthful elements with this team showing themselves through five games?
Yeah, that's true. And obviously we have some young players, and Buxton's leading that pack, and I think he needs to get a little bit more aggressive, Corey. He's getting strike one, and he's not taking a whack at that first pitch. And he's behind in the count quickly, and that's been his M.O. here this short start of the season. But Rosario's getting away from the zone, and Park as well, and we've got some people that are piling those up. And I'd like to think a guy like Park that, of course, he's a little bit more of a veteran status. He just hasn't been around the league at all. I suspect he'll be okay in time. He's taken pretty decent at-bats. But Rosario and Buxton and Sano, for that matter, we've got to get those guys to put the ball in play more.
Even going back to the winter when you were assembling this roster and this team on paper, did you look at any internal projections knowing that strikeouts would be an issue for this team offensively?
Yeah, I think we all thought the strikeouts were going to be an issue because they were an issue last year for the most part for the guys we're talking about. Sano struck out 35% of the time. Rosario was up about 27% of the time. And usually that will correct itself if they do show some of that maturing as a hitter. And both of those guys have only been around for about a half a year, and I suspect it'll get better. But right now they're just not putting the at-bats together, and you'd like to think that they're going to be a little bit more aggressive when a guy's on the mound that has a history of throwing it over. And we face some decent pitching here, but it's not something that we should be overwhelmed with.
You know, Danny and I were speaking after the game last night, after the loss, about the record and thinking about Torrey Hunter, for example. And, boy, a guy like him would be handy right now just to keep team morale up. With Torrey not on this team, who needs to be that guy at this point of the season?
Well, our morale is okay. As bad as we've started, 0-5 is very disappointing. But for the most part, the guys in that clubhouse are ready to go today. And, you know, Dozier obviously is a guy, and Plouffe should be able to step up. And Jepson with the pitchers, and Perkins and Hughes and those types of guys that have been around long enough. Now, we're never going to replace Hunter, and I don't think there's any question he brought an element to that clubhouse and locker room that we were missing. But we have to realize that he's retired and somebody's going to have to step forward. Now, a lot of that will come with performance. And unfortunately, Dozier got off to a tough start, and he would be the main guy, I suspect, that's going to take on most of that responsibility.
Yeah, Dozier has responded, though, with a better series here in Kansas City, 3-for-6. He's walked three times, doubled, and stole a base as well. Twins and the Royals coming up in just about an hour. We'll take a break, come back, get into the roster move the Twins made after the game late last night as well. Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, continues live from Missouri next on your home for Twins baseball.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
The Minnesota Lottery brings you the quintessential 80s flashback. So scrunch your socks, pump up your high tops, and tighten your fanny pack, because this is going to be like totally awesome! Ah, the 80s. For a more thrilling throwback from this most righteous decade, play our Frogger game for a chance to win up to $75,000. Frogger, radical. Players must be 18 or older.
It's time to meet another Coops Family of Mustards All-Star. Today we say hello to Coops Arizona Heat, Mr. Heat.
Call me Arizona, partner.
Oh, right, Arizona Heat. How do you explain your tremendous performance this season?
It's simple, really. I start sweet, and I get stronger as the game goes on. And I have a Southwest kick that makes you say, yee-haw!
Be listening all season to catch your favorite Coops All-Stars, or better yet, head to your local grocer and pick them up for yourself. That's Coops with a K.
The renovators know where to put a wall, a window, a room. Most importantly, the renovators know what they want, and that's the most admirable skill of all.
A home equity line of credit from U.S. Bank could help make your house the home you've always wanted. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Inside Twins continues live from the K. Twins and the Royals coming up at 1:15 Central Time. This program until the bottom of the hour. Chris Atterbury standing by. Today's pregame show coming up, and then Game 3. Ricky Nolasco for the Twins and Edinson Volquez opposing for the Kansas City Royals. Corey Provis, Terry Ryan back with you. And Terry, after the game last night, we learned of a roster move. Danny Santana on the DL with a right hamstring strain, and Max Kepler is up from AAA.
Yeah, we decided to put Santana on, Corey. It looked like that thing would be lingering for some time, and we didn't want it to stretch beyond 15 days. So we went and got Kepler. They've only played about two games down there in Rochester, so what you saw in spring training is pretty much what that is based on. But he can play all three outfield positions, and we need a little protection.
And this kind of ties into a question, and we thank Matt for writing us at Inside Twins on Twitter about Kepler. Is the plan for him to play quite a bit? And if he doesn't, is it best for him to be kind of a bench player and a spot starter from time to time?
I would think Paul will play him some, Corey. I'm not sure he's going to play every day, but I think he'll play enough to make this worth our while. Now, he can play all three, and obviously we are keeping close eye on Sano in right field. And he'd be ideal to put out there later in a game, of course. But I don't know. There's a lot of issues here. You got Buxton in center, and he's having some troubles. We see that. So you can give him a break against some of those tough righties and put Kepler up there. So there should be ample opportunity for him to play.
Now, staying with the outfield, Miguel Sano, a handful of games in the regular season and right. So with that and also watching him in spring training, how is that going so far?
I think it's going fine. Unfortunately, he's not hitting. You know, his defense has been okay.
Something you're going to be watching for, separating the two, if he makes a mistake, if he lets a ball drop in, if he can't make a play in right, letting that impact his at-bats?
I don't think so. I think he's a good baseball man. He knows what it's all about. He did make a gaffe the other night down there in Baltimore, and it not much bothers him. I think he and Rosario are two young players that even if they have a tough day, they put it aside and move on. So he made a bad play that game.
Did he get as much action in right field, just balls hit to him, as you maybe wanted, envisioned going into spring training? Because he didn't get that many chances when you look back at the Grapefruit League.
He got more chances in that exhibition game against the Nationals in one game than he did all spring.
That's amazing. Let's go back to the questions here. We got one, again, Terry, on Twitter. You can reach us, hashtag Inside Twins. This one about Glenn Perkins from Andrew. What do you make of Perkins' decreased velocity? At what point is that a concern? Andrew, thank you for the question.
Yeah, he got him out yesterday. I'd be more concerned about it if it's maybe another month into the season, but I think he was touching 91 or 2 last night, which is adequate as long as he locates. And there are going to be games that, you know, he didn't throw the ball very hard in spring training. You know, he's throwing 89, 90 a lot if those radar guns were right. If he locates, it's not going to be a big issue. If he gets them out, it's not going to be a big issue. If he doesn't, it'll be we'll be looking at velocity.
Kevin Jepson just missing his spot so far?
Yeah, his pitches were belt high the other night, and that cost him.
But you do see more strikeout potential out of that bullpen, don't you, with Ryan Presley, who's looking great so far. Trevor May has some swing and miss stuff as well.
Yeah, we have people that can strike him out there, and I've been pleased with Abad as well, Corey, even though he's not a strikeout guy, but he sure doesn't panic. You know, he's got himself into some situations that haven't been pretty, but he's got out of them. And Jepson should be able to strike him out. Presley will and May will. So we've got certainly a different assortment out there.
And Abad isn't viewed as a left-handed specialist, right?
2 years ago he was.
Okay.
You know, he could get and dominate left-handed hitters, it looked like. Last year he's better against righties, but he ought to be a guy that you could put out there for an inning or two. I don't know if we're going to do that a bunch, but I think it's apparent that this guy's been around long enough, and it looks like he has a good idea. He certainly isn't intimidated by the situation. So how we use him, we certainly have to pay attention to him because he's only our left-handed guy out there other than Perkins.
The seven arms that left camp, and specifically, I guess, Abad being that second lefty behind Perkins, was a necessity to have just a left-handed specialist like a guy like Ryan O'Rourke we saw last season? Or is the reason why you went with Abad because he can get righties out as well?
No, we went with Abad because he showed the ability to get people out in spring training, and he looked like he was a tick ahead of a few of those other guys. Darnell hung around there for quite a long time. And we got guys that need to pitch, obviously, and if we carry those guys, they may not get much opportunity up here, but you know, Dean and Darnell and Rogers and all those guys that were sent back, they get a chance to surface up here at some point.
All right, we will take a break, come back, dive into some discussion on the starting rotation. Ricky Dolasco makes his 2016 debut today. We welcome your questions via Twitter, hashtag Inside Twins, or email InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live from Kansas City. More of our program next on your home for Twins Baseball.
Fox Sports North salutes our nation's heroes with half-price home plate view tickets every Monday through Thursday. Present a valid ID and receive tickets for you and up to 3 guests. FSN thanks you for your service.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to 4-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Without baseball, summer just wouldn't sound right. For 25 years, the Twins Community Fund has been getting more kids in the game. Learn more at twinscommunityfund.org. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
We're back. Inside Twins continues. Twins and the Royals coming up at 1:15 Central Time. It's Nolasco and Volquez here in the final game of this series. Corey Provis back with Terry Ryan. Terry, we've touched on the offense, the bullpen, the roster move. Let's kind of now shift gears and get to the starting staff. And today, Ricky Nolasco makes his 2016 debut. Before we get to that, what did Ricky do to earn the number five spot in the rotation back in Fort Myers?
You know, up until that exhibition game against the Nationals, he pitched well. And we had him all over the place. He pitched in the minors. He pitched in the majors. He went head-to-head with Duffy for the most part, and we thought Ricky outpitched him. Duffy's got certainly a chance to get back here. But he went out and did the job. He's in good shape. He ended up taking the post, and now this is an ideal time for him to step up. We need a good outing so we can stay in this game and hopefully win it.
You know, Ricky's mindset, too, was fascinating throughout camp. He almost didn't look at it as a competition, at least publicly. He wasn't saying that. He figured he was going to be in the rotation from day one. Was that the right mental approach in his situation?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Corey, he came off a tough year last year. When he was healthy in May, he pitched well for us. Unfortunately, he came up with that bad ankle, and he couldn't take the post until late September. And he ended up coming in, and I think he wanted to make a point with the manager or pitching coach Neil Allen. Eddie Guardado, he wanted to tell him that, listen, I want that job, and I'm going to take it.
Now, you can look at some metrics, and Danny's big on this, looking at FIP for pitchers each and every day. And Ricky Nolasco's FIP last year a lot better than his ERA. It's about a run fewer than what his ERA was last year.
Yeah, and there's some credibility to that stat. That is a good pitcher stat, there's no doubt. Obviously, we're turning the page here, and it's 2016, so we'll see what he does against this club. But if he gets that breaking ball over today, he'll probably fare okay.
Irvin Santana had the odd Monday debut there after two innings, and rains forced that game to be kind of push back, and we saw Santana really let it go on Friday, and he threw well.
Yeah, he's pitched all spring well. He did it a year ago the same way. He really dominated in spring training, and he gave us a chance right out of the chute with Baltimore. Unfortunately, the rains came and wiped that out, and that probably wasn't a horrible thing because Tillman was throwing better than Santana. Then the other night here, he did a nice job and gave us a chance, and we've not scored enough runs, but he looked pretty sharp.
Now, speaking of Monday, was that kind of oddly handled on how that whole thing played out?
Well, we probably could have got into the fourth or fifth before 8 or 9 o'clock when those rains came. So it was a unique situation. I understand wanting to make sure you hold your starters back so you don't waste them if the rains came within an inning or two. But, you know, there's no excuse. We just didn't win that game.
Kyle Gibson did not have a great debut. He's going to be on the mound tomorrow, home opener at Target Field. And for Gibson this spring, he led the staff in strikeouts, 22 punchouts, I think, in just over 22 innings. Did you see more swing and miss stuff from Gibson in the spring, and can that translate now into the regular season?
Well, in the spring, I'm not sure we should be looking for everything that's a finished and polished product, but Kyle Gibson has three pitches. He's using four now, actually. He's added a curveball. He's got plenty of stuff to strike people out. I can't quite figure out, you know, he likes to get on the corners, and he probably nitpicks a little too much as his approach. I'd like to see him just come out, and here it is. Let's see what you can do with it, because he's got sinker, he's got slider, he's got good feel for a changeup. He can handle lefties, he can handle righties, and now it's about his turn, I think, to step forward, Corey. He's got a wealth of ability. He's a good athlete. He's a good worker, a good teammate. And I would hope that he would end up getting up into those 200-inning area so we can have him take that next step.
One start in the regular season, but going back to spring training as well, did Phil Hughes look more like 2014 Phil Hughes or the one you saw last year?
Oh, he looked more like the 2014 model. I think he had a good spring, and he ended up pitching pretty well the other night as well. And I would like to hope that, once again, here's a guy that he's got enough experience and he could get us into that 6th, 7th, 8th inning frequently.
All right, we'll take our last break, come back, and have one final segment with Terry Ryan. Still time to sneak in a question or two. You can reach us two ways on Twitter, hashtag InsideTwins, or via email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. More with Terry next, live from Missouri on your home for Twins Baseball.
Get set to save at your local Kubota dealer and take on your toughest jobs with a tractor you'll be proud to own, a Kubota B-Series tractor. Featuring a clean, powerful diesel engine that can handle everything from light construction and nursery work to chores around your property. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, but only at your local Kubota dealer. Now through June 30th, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MinnesotaKubotaDealers.com.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
Cupid here with the new Subway Spring Garden Chicken Salad Sandwich. Rotisserie-style chicken raised without antibiotics, hand-mixed with green onion seasoning and light mayo. With cheddar and veggies on fresh toasted bread. It's pure love. Subway. Fresh is what we do. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Okay, this is the time, and your Ford dealer is definitely the place. Why? Because this is Ford Truck Month, people, where you can save big time on Ford F-Series, the number one selling trucks in America for 39 years straight. How does that keep happening, you ask? Because of trucks like Ford F-150 with game-changing innovation. Like a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body making it up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Yeah, and it doesn't stop there, pal. F-150 is also the winner of a 2016 Kelley Blue Book 5-Year Cost-to-Own Award. Take a bow. And if you're looking for a beast, look no further than Ford Super Duty, delivering best-in-class standard horsepower and torque. This is the time, and this is Ford Truck Month.
F-150 KBB 2016 model year vehicle's projected cost to own for the initial 5-year ownership period is based on the average Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data, which considers depreciation and costs such as fuel and insurance. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Super Duty classes, full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR.
DGIF gets another meaning when you're a Quick Trip's family of the game. This season, Quick Trip is giving you the ultimate Twins experience with 4 tickets to a Friday home game, $50 in concession vouchers, a $50 Quick Trip gift card, and the opportunity to watch the Twins take batting practice from behind home plate. To enter, text FAMILY to 77887. That's FAMILY to 77887. Message and data rates may apply. Text HELP for help. Up to 3 messages per entry. Consent is not a condition of purchase or entry. Marketing messages will be sent to the number provided at opt-in using automated technology. For official rules, privacy policy, and free means of entry, visit quicktrip.com/twins.
Target Field Suites are available for single game rental for groups of 16 to 150 plus. Enjoy a climate-controlled experience and a fantastic view of the Twins game with food and beverage included. Learn more at twinsbaseball.com/groups or call 833-TWINS to schedule your sweet event at Target Field.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Back here with Terry Ryan, wrapping up Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Game 3 coming up at 1:15. Chris Atterbury's pregame show follows us at the bottom of the hour. Terry, getting back to the lineup here for a moment. John Ryan Murphy is going to make his second start of the season here today with Ricky Nolasco on the mound. Are you getting what you wanted out of your backup catcher so far? It's a small sample.
Yeah, a small sample, but I thought he called a good game, received, he threw well, got a couple of hits. You know, he had a tough spring, Corey, and I wasn't worried about it because he's new to the organization. But it's always nice to see a guy that's new break out a little bit. He did. And so far, you know, 24-year-old kid, and he's taken on a new organization. I think he's done well.
Kurt Suzuki caught a ton last year, the most he has caught since I think it was 2009. As the season plays out, I know you let Paul kind of make out the lineup day in, day out, but do you envision Suzuki's games dropping and Murphy catching a bit more?
I think they'll dictate their playing time. You know, if Kurt does well, he's probably going to play. If he doesn't, he looks like he might need a rest. I think Murphy will probably get in there. But we needed to do something with our catching to give us a little bit more depth there, and it looks like this guy might be able to do it. I'm very impressed with his hands. He can really frame a pitch, which is good. He looks like he's very confident back there handling the staff.
We mentioned earlier the roster move, Danny Santana, DL. Max Kepler is here. Max, by the way, is available off the bench. Byron Buxton will bat ninth and be in center field. But Kepler can play all three outfield spots, as we discussed earlier?
Yeah, he can. I've seen him play left, center, and right. He's done quite well at all three. His least position is first base, but you can put him there. He can handle it for a day or two. but he's very athletic. He can run better than you think he can. He throws enough, not great, but enough. And he's got surprising range. He takes nice routes and gets good jumps, so he can play all three.
And he played first because D.J. Hicks got hurt last year, right, at Double-A?
He played way more first base than I would have ever anticipated for him last year. Some of it was to protect his arm, Tori, because, as you remember, he came up with
the elbow,
a sore
right?
arm. Yeah. So we put him at first for a while there, and he did okay. But with his athleticism and his running speed, he certainly fits in our outfield.
Triple-A had their home opener postponed yesterday, a doubleheader today. Do I have it right? It's Barrios and Meyer both starting the doubleheader today?
I know it's Barrios, and I think you're right about Meyer, and that will be a nice duel.
And Meyer back in the rotation, was that an easy call to make?
Not easy, because I talked to about 10 guys on this thing, people that are certainly have a stock in Alex Meyer, and we're right down the middle. Five want him to relieve, five want him to start. So we're going to end up starting him because he can always quickly go back to relief. But I did get a look at him across the street when he was sent down, and he was quite good.
Terry, always appreciate the time.
All right, Corey. Thanks a lot.
All right, Terry Ryan back with us here on this Sunday. Baseball is coming up. Twins and the Royals. Chris has his pregame show momentarily, then game three between the Twins and the Royals. For Terry Ryan, I'm Corey Provis. Stay tuned. Plenty more to come right here on your home for Minnesota Twins baseball.